Hi, folks. Welcome to the Cut Jib Newsletter Radio Network with JJ Sefton and me, CBD. Sefton is recovering from a cheese curd incident, so sitting in for him is Misanthropic Humanitarian, a friend of mine and a co-blogger over at Ace of Spades.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Finer than frogs here, my friend.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I've never heard that one before in my life. You Midwesterners are weird.
Well, yeah, you have to be. That's the law.
Yeah, that's a good point. So anyway, I want to bitch and moan a little bit about it. I made coffee this morning, and I am a lunatic when it comes to coffee. And I just wasn't paying attention, and I put too much half and half into my large cup of coffee. I have one per day, and I'm not willing to remake it just because I screwed it up. So well, I've been in a foul mood all morning, and it's going to continue throughout the day.
Well, you see, if you just drank your coffee black and bitter like me, because only your soul and heart would be black and bitter, and your day would be just fine. But one half and half a day, I guess I'll let that go. Maybe.
Yeah, I put a little bit of sugar, although I'm backing off on the sugar a lot.
Sugar in your coffee?
Yeah. People have given me shit for that before. Fuck you all.
Well, you know what?
It's my coffee, and I'll drink it however the fuck I want.
Well, you know what? When I first met the Fabulous, she didn't touch coffee. Well, now she slugs that shit down as fast as I do. And she used to add sugar and cream and all that shit. Now it's just black and bitter. Balls to the wall.
Well, good coffee is certainly palatable when it's black.
Yeah.
So
you're drinking shit coffee this morning, and you got to doctor it up with.
No, I don't know. That's how I've been drinking it. I started drinking coffee in my early 20s. I used to cycle a lot. I lived in the Berkeley Hills, and I would cycle up into the hills and around and come back, and I'd go to Pete's Coffee.
Sure.
Somewhere in North Berkeley, I don't remember the street, and I would grab a huge cup of their excellent coffee, and then walk right around the corner in this little mall and get a croissant at this fantastic little bakery, and that was my breakfast almost every morning, and it was just fantastic. Unfortunately, Pete's has turned into a hipster douchebag, far left, scummy organization, and
exactly.
Several years ago, I got an email from them because I was buying their coffee on subscription, and I got an email of this overtly political crap, and I wrote back to them and I said, you know, I guess I get it, folks, you're left wing, but could you not shove it in my face? And I got an email back saying, yeah, no, fuck you, and I said, fuck me, no, fuck you, you don't get my money anymore. So they don't get
there
my money
go.
Anymore.
Well, they're also the parent company of Caribou Coffee, I believe. And I like Caribou Coffee, but seeing that Pete's is involved with them, and I have a very dear friend that does some distribution of Caribou, and he got, you know, all that political shit, especially when the Kung Flu hit in 20. And I've stopped buying Caribou Coffee. The only time I touch Caribou Coffee is when my friend gives me some.
Well, I like that price. Yeah, I'm a cheap bastard,
you know,
too. So,
you know,
yeah.
If you're going to give me something free, I guess I could, you know, live with the political ramifications for, you know, 6 to 8 cups a day.
Yeah. Good point. So,
yeah,
anyway.
So I won't give you any more shit about your weak tit coffee.
All right, it's a deal. Anyway, I'm in a fucking bad mood. I've got a car in my driveway that I bought a long time ago, and you know, it's not falling apart, but it needs some work, and I don't need it, and our kids no longer need it, so I'm trying to get rid of it, and the idea of selling it on the private market just makes me cringe. Because I hate people, and I you know, the idea of some lunatic knocking on my door and wanting to test drive the car, and me having to you know, shoot him in the head because he's trying to steal it, it disturbs me too much. So
yeah, it's a pain in the ass to try to sell a vehicle outright, without trading it into a dealer or anything. I have an idea. I don't know how well this will work. Hopefully it would drive far enough to Bob Menendez, your wonderful US Senator from Egypt, I think he's called.
Yeah.
And why don't you just set that outside of his gated property and just tell, the homeless people that there's a one bedroom condo available for free, and just
Well,
see
there
how
you go.
long
Yeah,
and
I
just see
like
how
that.
long they live there.
You know, speaking of Menendez, one of his co-conspirators pleaded guilty,
I
and
saw that this
my guess
morning.
is that he's going to testify against Menendez. So he's probably in a fair amount of trouble, which is fine with me. I remember
Yeah,
seeing him in a pretty good Italian restaurant in, I think it's Hudson County. He was with his, I guess his wife, maybe his mistress. I have no idea. And I noticed the bottle of wine that they bought, and it was the most expensive bottle of wine on the menu. And it
of
wasn't
course.
an expensive restaurant, but this is a surprisingly expensive bottle. And I know how much senators make. It seemed a little bit incongruous, and it irritated me. But of course, I'm sure he was, shaking down the restaurant owner anyway for that bottle. So anyway,
Mighty fine kitchen you've got back there. Hate to see like a grease fire or something happen.
yeah, that's Hudson County is a particularly corrupt part of New Jersey, and New Jersey is a corrupt state. So for him to thrive in that sort of a place tells you a little bit about his morality or lack of.
Well, exactly. I mean, how long ago was he charged and stood trial and nothing ever happened to him? And now they're getting another kick at the cat, so to speak. And I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that this happened under the Mushhead administration, because did you see this morning where what's his face, the AG wants to he wants to fight any new voter laws, because by God, we can't have undocumented alien voters not voting and making things tough for black people and stuff. And it's just like, you got to show your ID everywhere. So,
It's incredibly offensive when you think about it. These people, these leftists are saying to Black America, and they're talking to Black America when they talk about voting rights, that you're too fucking stupid to figure out how to get a driver's license or a government ID. That's that's about as insulting a thing as one can say to any other person. And let's face it, Black America drives cars. Last time I checked, and they buy cigarettes, and they buy booze, and they fly on airplanes, and they go into courthouses, and they do all the things that apparently the smart Democrats do. So the idea that they can't manage a bit of ID to vote legally and safely is offensive in the extreme. But let's face it, the left wants them on their
Oh, sure.
plantation and is going to fight to keep them there.
Well, this plantation is getting to be pretty damn crowded. Who do you please? Do you please the black people? Do you please the Latino people? Do you please the Jewish people? Do you please the Hamas butcher people? It's getting to be crowded, and it's kind of fun. Kind of seeing them starting to eat their own.
Oh, it's delightful. Yeah, the top, I think the top of the hierarchy right now is Arab Americans and illegal aliens. They are probably the new voting bloc of the Democrat Party, if not in the 2024, certainly in the next 8 or 10 or 12 years. So,
I would
Black
agree with
America
you
is
there.
being pushed off to the side. Because my God, some of them are making noises that Trump might have a point. And we can't have that.
Well, just kind of perusing the headlines without really doing any reading until I start drafting tonight's overnight thread was I see that Dr. Jill Biden, not kindergarten teacher Jill Biden, was at some kind of a function and was giving some kind of speech, and she got shouted down by a bunch of pro-Hamas protesters. So it's good to see people that are in charge, supposedly, getting, heckled and disturbed and having disorderly conduct directed at them instead of your typical right-wing conservative middle-of-the-road Republican speaker, such as, I don't know, years ago at the University of Minnesota, I saw PJ O'Rourke give us a presentation, and I'm surprised he was not heckled down at that one. But imagine Ann Coulter today, or Matt Walsh, or even Ben Shapiro going to the University of Minnesota. It would be just a zoo, a riot, I would
Well,
suspect.
that happened at Berkeley last week. There was an Israeli army officer. I think it was army, but armed forces officer, ex-armed forces officer, who was going to speak, and they essentially had a riot and shut it down. He wasn't able to speak, and people had to be led out of the back of the building under guard. And of course, Berkeley will do nothing about that because,
Oh, yes.
as we all know, their violence is speech, and our speech is violence.
Yeah,
So,
and it's selective ends justify the means.
absolutely,
And
absolutely.
I know you were teasing me before about us people living in the Midwest, but people in our area are pretty much, I wouldn't say conservative, but I would call them realists and libertarian and some conservatives. And it's kind of a, I'll let you live, you let me live. Just stay the fuck out of my hair.
Wouldn't that be
And
nice?
yeah, and I know one thing is, if, pro-Hamas guy got up, or gal or group got up and made a big stink at a local state assembly gathering, they would be in trouble. They would face some consequences. So it's always funny that these raging lunatics from the left, they always center in the big cities where, they're coddled. They're nothing happens to them, and it's sickening. And which was, I don't know if this is a time for a segue or not, but speaking of courts and decisions, I enjoyed seeing the 9-0 decision this morning on SCOTUS, that Colorado was full of shit and kicking Trump off the ballot.
Well, I think it's perfect. The three idiot liberals on the court wrote a sort of a partial disagreement, but they still voted 9-0 to tell the Colorado Supreme Court to pound sand. I mean, it should have been addressed in a much more straightforward way, I think, and that is that there was no due process afforded Donald Trump. He never stood trial for insurrection or the bullshit charges that they suggested that he was guilty of. So I think they had their own little fake trial, but that doesn't count. The United States Constitution provides for our ability to confront our accusers and to call witnesses and to compel testimony, well, not compel testimony, but to c compel the presence of witnesses and so on and so forth. So absent
Well,
that, it was a joke, and it should have been slapped down with one sentence. The Colorado Supreme Court is full of shit, and the decision is reversed.
yeah. Well, I was having a cup of coffee with my much better half, when that decision first was announced,
I
my
can
phone
confirm that. His wife is much better than he is.
said, Well, it was back in 1980. Never mind. It was Be Kind to Dumb Animal Week or something, and she just felt sorry for me, and plus she wanted to shorten her maiden name too, so that's okay.
Oh, there you go.
But so anyhow, my phone, gave a little alert noise, and I looked at it and I go like, oh, Supreme Court decision. And to be honest with you, CBD, I was expecting the worst. I really was. I was just expecting that, Colorado, I figured it would be 5-4 with fucking Roberts being the swing vote. And then I saw it was 9-0, and I said, that's really good. And I didn't take the time to read the decision. I'll do that later today. But this way with the 9-0, even with their, even what you told me about the wackadoodles on the bench, it's nice to see a 9-0 on something this important instead of 5-4, 6-3.
No, I agree. The issue though is what is next for the Democrat apparatus? How are they going to attack Trump? I think they were f hoping that they could cut the number of states on which he was on the ballot. And that looks
Well,
like it looks like it's not going to happen. So, I think they're just going to double down on
oh,
lawfare.
sure.
They're going to
Oh, yeah.
they're going to ha sue him in every single court in the nation, or every single Democrat dominated court in the nation.
Well, I addressed this the other, I don't remember which night on the overnight thread, but it was right after that traffic court judge said, well, he can't be on the ballot. And I thought to myself, well, why are you, I thought that was just a big political grandstand, because there's no way in God's green earth that Donald Trump is going to win Illinois. So why even bother doing that? But so anyhow, so she's been shot down. Colorado's been shot down. Any other state that tries to bring it's going to be shot down. And it leads us to, like you said, what other avenues can they go after Donald Trump? And of course, it's going to be more lawfare. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next, well, anywhere from now to 2 weeks from now, what happens in Georgia with Fannie and Sweet Dick or Sweet Cum or whatever Ace calls them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a strange one. It's so obviously corrupt. And yet the judge overseeing this the examination of this prosecutor is bending over backwards to let her off the hook.
Oh,
I
exactly.
don't think that anything is going to happen. It's transparent how corrupt it is. And as I said, I think she's going to get away with it.
Well,
And by the way, I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong.
I do too, but I thought, I was in that camp today with the SCOTUS decision. I was wrong on that. Yay, I was wrong. I don't know. I'm hoping on the fact that there was people from her office that coordinated with the fucking White House. That's just bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit, but you gotta fight it. And I'm with you. I think that he's probably gonna try to split the baby and make both sides happy and not do the right thing.
Well, the issue. Listen, believe it or not, I am an optimist when it comes to the United States of America. But the overwhelming evidence that I have seen in the last several years that there truly is no law that applies to the Democrat junta. If
Oh,
you know
exactly.
everything about this is corrupt. Any halfway decent and moral judge should look at this and say, this is pathetic. You are, you're going to go to jail. I'm going to take you to the I don't know, the state licensing authority and have
Oh, the Bar
your law
Association.
license taken away. This is
Yeah, I mean,
pathetic. And you know
because
something, lady, you should be in jail for this. It's called
right.
corruption. And yet,
Yeah.
you know, we dance around. Oh, well, it's okay. And you know, I wasn't fucking him until after I hired him. Oh, that's just fantastic. Good for you. What a moral lady you are. You've really
Yeah.
upheld the, you know, the most marvelous parts of America ju jurisprudence.
Well, well, you're more optimistic than I am because I'm not optimistic. I pointed out last night in ONT where, here's somebody that does an intentional violent assault on the US Constitution. Closes the rotunda for 4 days, and it's like, oh, here's a fucking ankle bracelet. Go have fun, and don't, do this or that. Yeah, we've got people sitting in a basement dungeon in Washington, D.C. because they walked into the fucking Capitol when a goddamn police officer opened the door for them. So you tell me where there's justice and fair application of the law to everybody, blind justice, and it isn't there. And it would have been kind of interesting to see today if the Trump decision would have gone the other way. Would MAGA, would everyday common man march through the streets and demand justice and burn things and shoot people? And probably not. I would say definitely not, but there's two sets of laws, three sets of laws, four sets of laws. All depends on what little category you're in, and it's sick and makes me sick and tired of the whole fucking system, and that's why I'm glad I'm becoming more and more of a hermit.
Well, see, I'm avoiding seeing people just to sell a goddamn car. So I sort of sympathize.
Oh, yeah, well, I hear
So what else is in the news? Anything interesting? We see Nikki Haley who won the Republican primary in the District of Columbia. Gee, what a
Wow.
surprise. I mean, listen, let's face it, that's her new home state, or will be in the next 6 months or so.
Yeah,
She's
well,
really, you know, I was pleased with her when she was the governor of South Carolina. And then
right.
she really stepped in it by I think she took the one of the Confederate battle flags that was flying over the state house in South Carolina. She took that down, which is offensive in the extreme. You know, we can't pretend that American history did not happen. And the fact remains is that South Carolina was part of the Confederacy. It was probably the core of the Confederacy. It was the core of the Confederacy. And to deny that fact is ridiculous. It's
Oh,
stupid.
exactly.
And denying the humanity of the vast majority of the people who fought for the Confederacy is offensive. Did they fight for the right thing? No, they fought for the wrong thing. But to demonize them to such an extent is really an affront to our American exceptionalism and our respect for history. And if we stop respecting history, we're going to get in trouble. And guess what? We're in trouble. Why is that? Because we've ignored history.
Right. And yeah, you look at 1917 and the Bolshevik Revolution and all the other little countries and stuff along the line where forget about this history and we're going to invent our own, and then this happens and then that happens. And when she gets the endorsement of Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, when she gets it, when it's clearly she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell to win the nomination, let alone the presidency. I mean, that's really, stepping out there, Senator Murkowski. That's a real brave stance. And besides, I can't stand your fucking guts. So anything that you're for, I'm against, period.
Yeah, I reflexively disagree with pretty much everything Murkowski does and says.
Well,
And then the idiot from Maine, she's
oh,
another one.
was it
Susan
snow?
Collins. Oh,
Colin, no,
Col wait.
Snow, isn't it?
Snow?
Collins?
Okay.
No, Collins.
Which one is
Whatever.
it?
It's the broad from Maine. Now all of our women listeners are going to get all upset, but hey, she's a broad from Maine, and then we'll just leave it at that. And then they got that Bernie Sanders wannabe kind of guy up there too, Enos King or something like that.
Yeah, he's an independent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Susan, so
Yeah.
Susan Collins, definitely Susan Collins.
Okay. Did you
Yeah,
Google
but
that?
she's a pretend Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be, you know, actually when you think about it, Nikki Haley, if, you know, by some miracle for her, and it would be a crisis for me, got the nomination, she would tank. I mean, I cannot imagine more than a small percentage of the Republican Party coming out for her, because she is, I haven't met anybody, any true Republican or any true conservative who thinks anything of her.
Well, like you said, I didn't really know anything about her until the Civil War, commotion. But and if I remember right, she jumped in that later on because it was going on in other states before South Carolina. I could be wrong, but she's always kind of like late to the party as she's kind of a follower. And no, I have not met anyone or talked to anyone that's, going to vote for her or would support her. So, I would not stay if she were the nominee for some odd reason. I would not stay home on that November Tuesday. I would go out and vote for my local candidates that I want to win, and I would probably vote some kind of a third party, and it would be a protest vote. Would it be throwing away my vote? No, you never really throw away your vote. You show up, you do your thing, and you go like, I did what I had to do, or I did what I could do, and that's the best outcome that can happen.
No, I agree. You know, to be fair to Nikki Haley, I think she did a very, very good job as the UN representative.
Well, I think Donald Trump was responsible for that. I think he kept her on a very short leash.
I don't know. I can't speak to that, but all I know is that when she spoke at the United Nations, I liked what she was saying.
Right.
But again, you know that she's tacked way over to the neocon side, and I'm just I find anybody who even hints of neocon tendencies to be despicable. I'm so sick and tired of American blood and American treasure being used to further the careers and to enrich the top 1% in America.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I sound like a, you know, a crazy populist, and maybe I am becoming a crazy populist, but my goal right now is no entanglements in foreign wars.
Well, I agree because the Ukraine Russia issue, that's a European issue. Now, yeah, we can send them some money, but
Why should we send them any money?
We give money to everybody. So if okay, let's just stop sending money to everybody. That includes Israel. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, and I'm not picking on you because you're of that tribe. It's just I don't mind helping out some people, but we can't be the total enabler of every country in the world. I mean, Poland shut down their border to not allow Ukrainians in. But we can't shut our border down. We're letting MS-13. We're letting all the Venezuela
Criminals.
anarchists in. We've got Chinese spies coming over here, popping out kids left and right so they become US citizens. And oh, by God, they're a US citizen. We can't send mommy and daddy back to China. Well, sure you can. You make every
Oh,
other
I have
state in the
no
world a
problem
state.
having an aggressive and brutal policy of sending everybody back. You're not a citizen, you're not here legally, you're gone.
Yes, gone. And but the Ukraine thing is just like, If it's so important, why doesn't Bill Kristol go over there and man the front line or put on
Yeah,
USO shows or
as I
something?
said, no entanglements in foreign wars. We've shed too much blood in the last 25 years.
Oh, amen. Amen. And then to the people, to our armed forces that came back, and then we really don't, address their issues after they return. We have the PSD, we have suicide numbers are just fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's really sad. These people gave up a big chunk of their early years of their lives, and they come back here, and you see in some of these cities they're getting kicked out or not being taken care of because we're taking care of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. That's just wrong. And I can't, whether you're right, left, middle, independent, I mean, there's certain moral compass bearings that should not be fucked with. And that's, when you don't take care of your veterans, that's wrong.
Oh,
When you
I agree. I agree completely.
have, I get into the trans thing, ugh, but it's just, yeah, I agree. No foreign wars unless, we really, really get pushed by it. And I don't think anybody's really going to try to take us on because it's just so much easier to let us fucking destroy ourselves.
Yeah. No, what's interesting about Ukraine is, people are clamoring for a ceasefire in Gaza because, Israel is killing people. Oh my God, isn't that terrible? It's also crap. They're fighting a as moral and as just a war as one can. But I don't hear any clamoring for ceasefires in Ukraine. What happened there? Why can't we have a ceasefire in Ukraine and then we can stop sending them hundreds of billion, well, approaching $100 billion, and maybe these Ukrainian soldiers and Russian soldiers would stop dying. But
Oh, exactly.
no, that's we've got to push them back
Well,
to their former border. I don't get it.
yeah. Well, I see that the San Francisco headhunter Kamala Harris came out and demanded a ceasefire, and I just thought to myself, you're demanding a ceasefire, yet Hamas will not provide a list of the surviving survivor hostages. And it's like, what's wrong with that picture? Everybody, Israel's always got to stop for everybody else, but Hamas can, their charter can say, destroy Israel, river to the sea and all that. And but we, Israel just wants a list of who's all alive yet. And I don't think that's too much to ask in a negotiation, but then again, I've been accused of having the tact of a sledgehammer, so.
Well, yeah, that's anyway. So what else is going on? Anything fun?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about music, Mr. Beach Boy.
Yeah. I write an occasional music post over at Ace of Spades. Every 3 weeks, I'll do some music, and for a couple of months I was starting with, Band X is the greatest band in the history of rock and roll.
Yes,
And I would
yes.
change it every week, and people just didn't notice that I was changing it every week, and they were getting incredibly exercised about my choice for that week. But they didn't realize I was just yanking their chains. Obviously,
I
many of
think,
them did recognize and played along,
well,
but I
I,
got a big chuckle out of that.
yeah, well, I got a chuckle out of on the ONT over at the Ace of Spades where, they thought you and I were having a big fight because of, the Beach Boys and felt, and it's like I try to make peace with you on the Saturday night music link concert that I start every Saturday night with the Beach Boys. So yeah. Let me ask you a question. You're only a couple years younger than I am. Did you have your did you get to watch a lot of TV when you were younger?
No, not really. My
Oh, okay.
parents were not big fans of TV. We only had one TV. It was in their bedroom. And yeah, you know, when they
Well,
went
being
out,
the
we would
remote
watch
control for your
TV.
mom and dad was kind of awkward.
Yeah, so no, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, the other day, the fabulous night, and we got, oh, we're talking about, we're going to go see a concert in April, at the end of April. And one of the guys that's being the opening act, he plays occasionally with the bongos, which I believe are out of New Jersey. And then I said, oh, that reminds me of, you know, Gilligan's Island, the Mosquitoes, Bingo, Bango, and Bongo. And then we got talking about TV when we were kids. And I remember always watching Hogan's Heroes. And I just thought that was funny. And I'm just thinking, well, it's funny for a guy that grew up in Waspy, Northeast Wisconsin. But how does my friend CBG feel about Hogan's Heroes as a kid? So, but you didn't weren't a big TV watcher, so.
I remember seeing it, and you know, it was, honestly, we were not immersed in American television from the 60s and 70s. So,
Okay.
yeah, my answer is, yeah, it was sort of funny. I remember, you know, I can, yeah, you know, it was funny.
Yeah. So, have you checked out my Spotify list lately?
I have. So to explain, Ms. Hume sent me his Spotify list, and his taste and my taste in music are very, very different. But I have definitely heard some things that I've enjoyed.
Okay, good. Well,
Yeah,
I listen to
Spotify is
music.
sort of it's sort of a clever idea, and I think they do a good job. And I haven't, you know, they're not shoving their politics into my face every day, so.
Well, you know, I would
Uh-oh.
agree with that
Well,
because
oops.
my big mix list is over 2,600 songs right now, and I bet you'd be closer to 3,000 if Neil Young, Nils Lofgren, and Joni Mitchell got off of their pompous high chairs or whatever about Joe Rogan and his Spotify podcast. And everything that is coming out lately from the CDC said that Joe Rogan had every right to ask these questions, because now it's like, well, you can go back to work. This shit's, now
Yeah,
you're going to
no
start
more
getting.
5-day quarantines, and it's pretty much the flu. And yeah, I know it's.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay. So, but I listen to your Spotify list and I'm going like, well, wow. And then I think, oh, yeah, you had older sisters. So I think you were kind of influenced by them.
I had one older sister. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I've always liked that era of music.
Okay.
And let's face it, the well, and you'll probably disagree, but the but music of the last 20 or 25 years has mostly sucked.
Sucked.
Oh, am I being polite?
Yeah, probably fucking sucked and swallowed and
Yeah. So,
took,
you know.
and took it up the poop chute on top of it, as Frank Zappa would say. But no, I like varied music, and it's just actually the Zappa month over at Ace of Spades came out of a comment from somebody who's no longer there about, like, well, you know, basically it was a polite fuck you about Zappa. And I go like, okay, well,
Oh, fuck me. No, fuck you.
I'll just give you a month of it. And then Duncan Thrax sends me a beautiful picture of President Trump, you know, proclaiming Zappa month on the ONT. And I like, well, yeah, you just got to run with it. I like Frank, very, very intellectual rock star. Most of them are dumber than a box of fucking rocks, but he was intellectual. I always didn't agree with them on politics and religion, but you know what? I don't agree with a lot of people on a lot of things, but it
Yeah.
doesn't mean I can't not like them. So anyhow.
So we're running a little bit long, but I do want to ask you one more question. That is, and I'm going to answer it for myself. What was your first concert, your first rock concert?
Okay, December 1977, Brown County Arena, Starcastle opened up for Robin Trower. And I have smelled pot before that time. Now, I grew up, like I said, in the WASPE area, went to a private, religious high school. I had smelled some pot. Holy shit. The fucking arena was just blue with smoke. That was my.
I had a similar experience. So my first concert was sometime in 1977. I don't remember the month, but it was the Beach Boys at Madison Square Garden.
Wow, that's
Yeah,
big
we had
time.
shit tickets there. We were up on the very top level, and I remember the entire garden was bouncing when they did Good Vibrations. Now the upper level is designed to move, so it's not like they're about to, bring the building down. But it was pretty impressive.
Well,
And I was
I can't
deaf as a doornail for about 3 days after that.
really that loud.
Yeah, they were pretty loud. Although not, something, probably the same, about the same time, maybe a few months later, a bunch of friends and I, now it must have been after, must have been 78. We went up to Hartford, Connecticut to see Emerson, Lake and Palmer at the Hartford Arena. I don't know what the hell it was called. And we had very good seats and we had to move because it was so fucking loud that we could not function. So we
Oh.
moved to the back of the arena and had a good time.
Okay. Well, I kind of remember December because I found out that Heilemann's Old Style beer, previously brewed in La Crosse, Wisconsin, would freeze in the trunk of a
Uh-oh.
car. So,
I love it.
but yeah.
Right. Anyway, we're gonna sign off now. Misanthropic Humanitarian, thank you very much for joining me. Thank you
CDC, a
for
pleasure.
sitting in for JJ Sefton. Hopefully his wounds have healed from his bout with cheese curds. So he should be back in a week or two.
I bet you
And
he wasn't
we
eating.
shall chat.
Okay, but I bet you Sefton wasn't eating Wisconsin cheese curds. He was eating fib, fucking Illinois bastard cheese curds.
Yeah,
Just
he's down
right
in
there.
southern Wisconsin. It's very possible.
That
Anyway,
is.
folks, thank you for listening,
You
and
too.
we will catch you later.
See ya.